USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A jury convicted two men of conspiring to kidnap Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020. The jury finding Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. guilty of conspiring to obtain a weapon of mass destruction. Defense attorneys argued undercover FBI agents incited the kidnapping plot, arguing it never would have come to fruition without agents infiltrating the group. Prosecutors in Georgia say two officers accused of murdering Rayshard Brooks during a traffic stop in 2020 had reasonable cause. Brooks was passed out in the drive-thru of a Wendy's in Atlanta. When officers arrived, Brooks resisted arrest, which resulted in the officers shooting and killing Brooks. The prosecutors saying the officers acted in the best way they could and were protecting themselves from harm. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is calling for a future Republican-led Congress to hold Dr. Anthony Fauci accountable, alleging that the White House medical advisor abused his power and lied under oath. Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall adds that he believes Fauci intentionally misled former President Trump to believe the coronavirus wasn't as deadly as it is.
He needs to appear before Congress, and the people of America want to hold him accountable for his lies.
A Little League player who spent days in a coma after falling out of a bunk bed is getting ready to return home. Doctors placed Easton Oliver's son into an induced coma after suffering major head injuries last week, and he'll undergo surgery on his skull Friday. Oliver's son is expected to head to his Utah home next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, and I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are continuing to press the Biden administration to remain energy independent. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Going from an energy leader in the world to where we are now under the Biden administration, Republican Representative Mark Wayne Mullen, who is running for a Senate seat in a special election today in Oklahoma, told Newsmax overnight that Biden's energy policies makes the United States more dependent on communist countries than ever before.
You have individuals that think government is to create jobs, and government's role was never designed to create jobs. It's to create an opportunity, an environment for job creators like myself, job creators to create those jobs. And the problem is that we have too many politicians and not actually job creators in Washington, D.C. And they lose focus. They lose the role of government because their idea is if we grow it, then we'll have more responsibility. But as we look at different decisions that's come out of the court, actually, as we grow it, Congress actually concedes power to agencies like the Chevron deference.
A new survey says fewer Americans are switching to new jobs. The rate of transitioning to a different employer declined to 4.1% in July, compared to 5.9% in the same month a year ago. That's according to the New York Fed Reserve's Consumer Expectations Labor Market Survey. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.